Did you know the Natural News Store saves you money on superfoods, preparedness products, and more? Visit shopnaturalnews.com to start saving right now on herbal medicine kits, sovereign silver, Enter Foods superfood products, organic storable foods for preparedness, astaxanthin, chia seeds, coconut sugar, and much more. Everything in the store is personally selected by Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, so you can shop with confidence while avoiding GMOs, MSG, chemical additives, and other ingredients found in products sold elsewhere. Visit shopnaturalnews.com to get started on your savings. Orders of $99 or more are shipped free in the continental USA. And we have live customer support ready to help via phone, text, chat, or email. A percentage of all sales are donated to important causes for food freedom, farm freedom, and health freedom. Most recently, the Natural News Store donated $10,000 to help support the GMO labeling Proposition 37 in California. More donations will be announced on a regular basis. Visit shopnaturalnews.com.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com. Have you ever wanted to learn where you can get free food and medicine from the plants growing around your neighborhood? Or how to turn your own backyard into a food production center? Or even how to reverse cancer using the latest groundbreaking research in alternative cancer therapies? You can learn all this and more from webseed.com. It's sort of like Netflix, but it's for documentaries and how-to courses on natural health, food production, self-reliance, and other life-saving topics. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I created Webseed so that listeners like you could get instant streaming access to truly groundbreaking instructional courses. Our new program called Vaccines Armed and Dangerous exposes the total fraud of modern vaccine quackery. And our Survival course teaches emergency preparedness, including skills like how to build your own emergency water filter. Explore over 100 valuable courses and documentaries right now at WEBSEED.com.
This is Mental Health Exposed on Natural News Radio with Mike Bundrant.
Welcome to Mental Health Exposed. You're listening to Natural News Radio. I'm your host, Mike Bundrant. And for this episode, you are joining us for a special class. This is the first time we've done it on Mental Health Exposed. And we're just going to jump right into it. This is a Life Force Yoga class, and it is, if you follow along and do the exercises with us, you're going to notice a profound difference in your state. So welcome to the class, and we're going to jump right in here. All right, we are here in our Life Force Yoga class, a first on Mental Health Exposed. We're here with our instructor, Amy Weintraub, author of Yoga Skills for Therapists, Yoga for Depression. You can find her at yogafordepression.com. Of course, I'm here. My wife, Hope, is with us, and also Sherry Rubin, who is a Life Force Yoga practitioner, a longtime student of Amy's, who also uses Life Force Yoga and the techniques that we're going to be covering today, and much more, I'm sure, in her work as a clinical social worker. So welcome, Hope, welcome, Sherry, and welcome, Amy.
Thank you, Mike. And hello, everybody. It's wonderful to be with you, both extended listeners and Hope, Sherry, and Mike. So what we're going to do today are some yogic practices, ancient practices that you might not encounter in a regular yoga class, that because they use mudra, hand gestures, sound, some breathing. Some of them you may encounter in a regular yoga class, but they are specifically to help you manage your mood. And you can do them at home. You can do them sitting in a chair for the most part, although we may stand up at some point in our class together. But they're not, you don't necessarily need a yoga mat. You don't need to, we're not going to be doing a lot of asana or postures. So the first thing I'm going to invite us to do is to, wherever you're sitting, sit, see if you can straighten the spine and really ground, lifting the crown of the head. Inhale the shoulders up to your ears, squinch up your face, make this squeeze whatever isn't serving you, whatever is just not supporting your open mind, your open heart, and let it go with a big sigh. Good. And one more time, inhale, squeeze all the to-do lists, everything that isn't supporting being here, open and present in this moment. Squeeze it. And then let it go again with a big sigh. Good. Belly soft, face soft. Allow your eyes to be closed or perhaps looking down at the floor. And allow your own natural breath to find you. Without any effort, just a sweet ribbon of breath. And I'm going to invite you to bring your right hand to your heart as though you're pledging allegiance to your heart. And in this moment, that's exactly what you're doing. Maybe you can notice the breath moving beneath your hand. Maybe there's a sense of the temperature of your hand, cool or warm. Perhaps you're even noticing heartbeat. And then bring your left hand on top of your right, linking your thumbs so your hands are spread wide across your chest and your thumbs are linked. This is a mudra, a hand gesture. It's called Eagle Mudra. And I'd like to invite you to bring into your heart's mind an image, a soothing, serene image, perhaps a time when you felt really calm, a memory of a place perhaps where you felt soothed and relaxed and at ease, or a place where you could imagine feeling soothed and relaxed and at ease. Or maybe a face that brings that feeling of calmness. And if an image doesn't arise, just simply perhaps think the word peace. And see that image in your heart's mind. And if you don't have access to both your hands, just your right hand is on your heart. That's fine too. And then we're going to be inhaling and sending the arms out in front of the heart. And sustain the breath for a moment and see that image or think the word peace and draw it to your heart with so hum. So hum. It's a mantra that means I am that. Inhale, 2, 3, 4. Arms come out in front of the heart as though you're embracing that image. And then so hum to the heart. So hum. Beautiful. Let's do that one more time. Inhale, 2, 3, 4. Sustain that image, hold the breath, see that image in your heart's mind, and draw it to your heart with so hum. And give your heart a little rock. See that image. It's there on the altar of your heart. It's always there to call upon if you're feeling stressed. And then release your hands to your knees, palms open. And let's, again, find that deep yogic breath this time. Inhaling and letting the belly expand, inhaling through the nose. And then drawing the navel back and up. and inhale bottom of the lungs, midsection, all the way up to the clavicle. So you're filling from top to bottom. And then empty completely, drawing the navel back towards the spine. And let's add a little ocean sound. Now you do this by slightly constricting the back of the throat so the breath comes over the glottis. So it makes a sound almost as though you're snoring, like a baby snore, light. Beautiful, light, soothing sound. This is called ocean-sounding breath, victory breath. The Sanskrit name is Ujjayi. Riding the waves of your breath home to who you are inside, beneath the social mask, beneath the professional mask, beneath all the to-dos, the mood. And from this place of wholeness, where you are intimately, eternally connected, that knows no boundaries, limitless, from this place, allow a heartfelt prayer to arise, to reveal itself to your heart's mind. What is the reason you're here in this moment, listening to this program, in this body, in this lifetime, in this, on this planet? Why are you here? What's the calling? And if nothing immediately arises, then just leave the space open to receive intention, so that your heart's will aligns with the heart and the will of the universe. And with love and acceptance for where you are, no judgment about it, let's create fertile ground for our practice at this time, fertile ground for our connection to each other, fertile ground for the full manifestation of your prayer, your intention, with the healing tone of Om. Taking in a breath. Om. Shanti. Peace. Shalom. Salam. Peace. Inhale. Exhale. Drop your chin. Lift the corners of your mouth. You know what that means. Inhale. Lift your head. Exhale. Open your eyes. And just take a moment to sense how you might feel a little different. You're just your body, mind. Maybe there's a little more focus, a little more clarity. And just since you're on the phone, if you have Sherry, if you had an image that was peaceful, can I hear what it is?
It was the garden.
Your garden. Mm-hmm. And Hope, did you have an image?
I did. It was the beach in Hawaii.
Oh, beautiful. And Mike, did you find an image?
Yeah, it was my daughter when she was a baby.
How sweet. How beautiful. So what I'm going to suggest is that those images stay with you as we practice, so that when, you know, there's a time when our eyes are closed and we're sort of responding to each practice, that you come back to those images. And those images, that image for you, that image that's soothing and serene, can be an image that you work with. It's called, in yoga, we call it a bhavana. And it's something that we use to help us manage our moods when they're stressed, to come back to that image. So let that be a support, a tool that you use, not only on this phone call, but through times of stress that we all have in our lives. So let's place our hands on our knees and inhale and lift your heart. Draw the shoulders down your back, crown lifts. Exhale and round the spine, chin to chest. Inhale, heart lifts. Eyes roll up, make it count. Exhale and round. Inhale, heart lifts. Shine the heart out. And this time when you round the spine, let's use the sounds O, U, ah. O, ah. Inhale, heart lifts. If you have both arms, let both arms come out. Stretch wide, fingertips wide. Exhale and round, hands to knees with O, U, ah. O, those are the cooling, soothing tones for the lower chakras. Inhale, heart lifts. Let your arms come out, stretch out, and then shake it out. Shake arms in. Shake the whole upper body. Any sounds? And let your right hand flutter over to cup your left ear. Gentle pressure on the side of the neck. If you have a free hand, extend the left hand so that you get a little stretch and then little gentle micro movements with the neck and the shoulder and the head. Where is your breath? Keep it fluid. So for four count, inhaling for four, exhaling for four. If you want to stay balanced, if you want to lift your energy, and if you want to calm and soothe, if you're feeling agitated, try a 4-6 breath so you're extending the exhalation. Bring the breath right to the place where sensation is strong. Let it be like a mantra, keeping you present, home in your body. Good. And then release that side and shake it out. Any sounds? The body loves to shake. We spend too much time in our, you know, prefrontal cortex or frontal, you know, in that left brain. Our dogs and cats know how to shake off stress. So just shake it off with a little. And then let the left hand flutter down and cup the right ear. Gentle pressure on the side of the neck. Long, soothing breaths, either 4-4 or 4-6. See if you can count the beats of your inhalation through the nostrils. Count the beats of your exhalation as a way of staying present, home in your body, home in yoga. Yoga without the breath is just exercise, and exercise is good for you, but when you're focusing on the breath, that's what's going to change your life. It's that prana, that breath. And then release, and let's come into a position with the spine straight again, and we're going to do something called a bellows breath. It has a Sanskrit name. It's Bhastrika, to clear the space, to remove the obstructions, and to allow that our intention to just flow through our practice. So it's one breath per second, and we'll be using the arms. So you bring your, I make a gentle fist and bring that fist right in front of your shoulder, and your elbows are close to your body. And then what you're going to be doing is you're going to inhale and let the arms come straight up, spreading your fingers wide. And then exhale, come back into the fist with the elbow close to the body. So if you have shoulder issues and that hurts to bring the arms up, don't do that. Just bring the arms forward and back instead. So we'll do 20 to 25. And then we'll sustain the breath. If that's not comfortable, just breathe normally. And we'll use a mudra, Adi Mudra. It like a baby's fist. So when we sustain the breath at the end, I'll tell you what to do, but it's, you're going to be bringing the thumb into the palm of your hand and wrapping your fingers around, just like your daughter did in her crib, Mike, you know, that little baby's fist. And yeah, and then so and then we'll sustain it. That, what that does is really grounds the energy. We're stimulating the sympathetic when we do the bellows breath, and then we come into a parasympathetic at the end. So it's wonderful for heart rate variability, that beautiful response, that flow. So we're stuck in either sympathetic or parasympathetic. So fists in position. That means in front of the, so a soft fist, so the thumb is on the outside at this point. Soft fist in front of the shoulder, elbows are close. We'll just take, to begin, we'll just take a natural breath in through the nostrils and then let it go. This breath is done through the nostrils. Inhale the arms up, exhale down. Big breath in, big breath out. Big breath in. You're spreading your fingers wide when it comes up and down. So keep it up about one breath per second as we do go through this. Big breath in, big breath out. So it's an even one breath per second. Sometimes it's practiced faster than this, but that's not necessarily safe for everybody. So this is a nice, safe pace. Doing great. I can hear the breathing. It's great. And then inhale and stretch your arms up. Stretch both arms up. Hold, sustain the breath for a moment. And then exhale all the breath through your mouth three times, coming forward with the arms coming down. And then draw your navel to your spine with the navel. Beautiful. Navel to spine with the breath held out. Lift the torso. Stay empty for a moment and then let the breath find you. Take a full breath in through the nostrils. A complete breath out. Drawing the navel back towards the spine. Another full breath in. A complete breath out. And then this time, take about two-thirds capacity of your lungs. So inhale, not so you're straining at all. And then sustain, pause for a moment, and find that baby's fist, Adi Mudra, knuckles are face down. This is grounding. And if it doesn't feel comfortable to hold the breath for any reason, just use the mudra and keep the breath just at a nice, even pace. Listening to your own body's call, when it's time, slowly release, soft belly, soft face, palms can open in a receptive position on your knees. Take a moment to receive the grace of this practice. Sense deeply into your face, your lips, your shoulders, arms, palms of the hands. Feel the radiance in your palms. Maybe there's a tingling in your fingertips. The body is always present. The mind is a time traveler. So when we can do these practices and stay present to the sensation in the body, we become that presence we seek. Inhale through the fingertips of the left hand, all the way up the left side of the body to the crown. Exhale down through the right side of face, shoulder, arm, right palm. Inhale through the right palm, all the way up right side, crown of the head. Exhale down through left side of the face, arm, palm of the hand. Inhale to the crown. I am. Exhale to the sit bones here. Inhale to the crown. I am. Exhale to the sit bones here. Grounded, ready. Belly soft, face soft. Perhaps that image of peace is with you. That image, that soothing image. And if you had an intention for your practice, see if you can breathe it through you, perhaps in the present tense, I am, or I have, or that which I seek, breathe through me now, through this clear space, this spaciousness. This is your birthright, this clear space. We don't create energy with these practices. We remove the obstructions, the chronic tensions. In Sanskrit, we might call them samskaras that accumulate so that we know our own true nature, our own so much more than whatever story is visiting. And then allow your eyes to open, and I'd just like to check in for a moment with my beautiful class. So I'm just wondering how you're feeling, just a word or phrase, how you're doing. So just, Sherry, do you want to start? We'll go around with Hope and Mike. Sherry?
Very peaceful.
Great. Hope?
Sad.
Sad. Yeah. Well, if we were working together, we might do a little inquiry. What happens? Let me just make a little comment about that. What happens is when we slow down and do these kinds of practices, the defenses start coming down. So whatever we've been tamping down, whatever we haven't had time to feel, can arise. So that's why it's so important to create that safe container together. So coming back to that soothing place, that image, you know, which for you is the beach in Hawaii. And does that make sense what I said, Hope? Is there anything else you want to say about that?
No, that makes sense.
Yeah, that's just a little aside here. If, you know, that's why these practices work so beautifully in a mental health setting, because this is not just about feel good yoga. It's feel your feelings yoga. You know, we're not powering through Series A Sun Salutation or Bikram practice, which I love. I love. I do my own Sun Salutations. I do it all, but when we really slow down what we've been repressing, it feels safe enough to feel it. And so that you can see why a therapist could give a tool to a client, and then that client can not only take it home to use to self-soothe or to self-regulate, but also in the session, there's more access to feelings. So it just slows everything down and the feelings arise. So beautiful. Thank you for sharing that, Hope. Mike, do you have a word or phrase?
My word would be stable.
Stable.
I started out with, I would say stressed, with a heavy heart. And now I just feel much more even and stable. And then, you know, my mind starts to move ahead with this, going, I should do this every morning when I wake up, right?
Right.
I feel pretty stable.
Good, good. So why don't we do something that involves a twist? When we're
No, I'm not saying that any of us on this call are feeling lethargic or depressed. And because sadness isn't depression, sadness is being, you know, authentic with your feelings, with what's going on. But let's do something that might be appropriate. So anytime you activate the solar plexus, that center, as yogis see it, it's the center of self-esteem, power, identity. You are building you're building the energy. So someone who's sluggish and depressed might have a slumped posture. So you can do this. So do you feel like standing up? Can you listen and stand up at the same time?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we can do it. And if the listeners who are listening at home or wherever you're listening can't stand up, you can do this in a chair. So we're going to bring our hands to our shoulders. This is called the power hara. Okay. It's going to wake up the solar plexus. And we're going to inhale. So hands are on the shoulders. So our elbows are out. We're going to do two inhalations and then two exhalations. So we're going to first inhale to the left. And then inhale to the right. So we're twisting the body. So we're twisting to the left and inhaling, twisting the body to the right and inhaling. And then we're going to exhale and send the right arm as we twist to the left, out to the left straight. And as we exhale and twist to the right, we'll send the left arm across the body. So it's kind of like a martial arts. So it sounds like this. Inhale, inhale, ha, ha. So, and you're twisting with each inhalation and each exhalation. So hands are on the shoulders to start, and you'll be inhaling to the, I'll just repeat it again before we do it, inhaling to the left with the hands on the shoulders, twisting to the left, inhaling to the right with the hands on the shoulders, twisting to the right, then exhaling to the left with the right arm stretched out across the body, exhaling to the right with the left arm stretched across the body, and then we'll just repeat it. And we'll use the ha sound as we exhale, and then we're going to switch over to the ram sound, which is an energizing tone for the solar plexus. So let's begin. We're starting to the left. Inhale, inhale, ha, ha, inhale, inhale, ha, ha, inhale, inhale, ha, ha, inhale, inhale, ha, ha, we'll use the sound rum, inhale, inhale, rum, 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 rum, two more, inhale, inhale, rum, rum, last one, inhale, rum, rum, and then close your eyes, open your palms, sense deeply into face, arms, palms of the hands, fingertips, feet. Feel the lightness, perhaps sensing energy at the core of your body, maybe a little more awake, shining. And again, this time, inhale to your crown, I am. Exhale to your feet, here, grounded, ready. Inhale to your crown, I am. Exhale to your feet, here, ready, grounded. And then allow your eyes to open, belly soft, face soft. Just a word. How do you feel?
Connected.
Connected. Mike?
Spacey.
Spacey. Okay.
Spacey. In a real, I just sat back down. In a really good way, though.
In a really good way.
Okay, here's a better word. Light. I feel much lighter.
Lighter. Clearer. A little more space. Maybe it's the spaciness is inside, that spaciousness.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Beautiful. So why don't we sit back down, Great. And take a moment to just ground. Close your eyes again and just sense the energy that you've awakened with that very simple practice. And sometimes if we're feeling anxious, it's good to start that way, to meet that anxious mood, rather than to start slowly, to meet that anxious mood and then to calm the energy down. So let's take a moment to just come back to that image, that peaceful, soothing image. And why don't we take the eagle mudra again, giving wings to the heart. So right hand on the heart, left hand on top, spreading those wings, thumbs are crossed. And seeing that image for peace, take a moment to find that intention again. And let's imagine an image that supports that intention. See yourself maybe arising from that place of peace with that image in your heart of manifesting that intention. And we'll chant Om together, taking a breath in, supporting the wholeness you are with the healing tone of Om. And if you wish, you can chant Shanti with me, the soothing sound for peace, and it may be a little different tune than what you're accustomed to if you're a yoga practitioner. Taking in a breath, Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Hari Om, peace, shalom, salam, peace. Peace surrounds you. Peace breathes through you. You are an instrument of peace as you open your eyes into the next moment of your life. Namaste. It means I see the light within you. I see the wholeness, the divine within you. So that was more of the experiential part. And before you too quickly jump into the didactic, you know, part, I'm just wondering if you have just a word or a phrase that keeps you for a moment still connected to the energy that you've awakened within you. Sherry?
My word would be balanced.
My word is hope.
Beautiful. Okay. So shall we talk a little bit? Sherry uses these practices with her clients and in her own life. So she might have, if you're back in your left brain enough to talk, you said you're balanced, so maybe you could share with us how you have incorporated some of these practices with your clients. Maybe even an example.
I've not fully arrived in my left brain. the balance really referred to energy and a sense of openness and at the same time connectedness. Mm-hmm. And I will say that I describe these practices as dose dependent. So you can do them once and feel a positive impact, but the more consistent I have used them and the people I've taught use them, the more it really impacts them in a deeper, more consistent way. So just briefly, sometimes people walk in the office, oftentimes, they've just barely gotten there on time, they're highly stressed, and that doesn't even speak to what they're coming to speak to me about, and they're just not in a place to access the depth of what would truly serve them. So depending upon how they come in, if they've come in very anxious, I do start with a more energizing practice. We did a couple today. And that just brings them to that grounded place where they can really identify what would best serve them in that moment. Working with adolescents, especially they come to see me right after school. Ooh, do they need to expend some energy to really be able to focus on what would best serve them? So I'll stop there and let other discussion go on. I can pop in at a different time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of these practices are applicable in a clinical setting because they're not based on asana and postures, but rather on pranayama breathing techniques and hand gestures, sound. And in the Life Force Yoga protocol, we don't use mantras that are devotional, like we're not chanting to Shiva or Krishna or anything like that, or Ganesh. But there are universal tones that are either have a slightly energizing, grounding effect, like we use the Ram tone for the solar plexus when we were twisting, or they're cooling, calming tones. For example, we use the O, U, Ah tone when we were rounding back and forth. So they're, or they're mantras like So Hum, which means I am that, which can support the use of an image. And you don't necessarily have to just use an image for peace, as we did. You can use an image for courage or an image for strength or, you know, something that whatever needs to be manifest more fully. So these are tools that people can be led through in a session. Just, you know, you wouldn't necessarily do 30 minutes of as we did, but just one of those tools, and then it just shifts the energy. People are more grounded, more ready to have access to their hearts, their feelings, or whatever serves them, whatever will serve them best in that clinical setting.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here, and when we come back, Amy is going to tell us where to get some of those free resources in order to learn more.
Have you ever wanted to learn where you can get free food and medicine from the plants growing around your neighborhood? Or how to turn your own backyard into a food production center? Or even how to reverse cancers using the latest groundbreaking research in alternative cancer therapies? You can learn all this and more from webseed.com. It's sort of like Netflix, but it's for documentaries and how-to courses on natural health, food production, self-reliance, and other life-saving topics. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I created WebSeed so that listeners like you could get instant streaming access to truly groundbreaking instructional courses. Our new program called Vaccines Armed and Dangerous exposes the total fraud of modern vaccine quackery, and our Surthrival course teaches emergency preparedness, including skills like how to build your own emergency water filter. Explore over 100 valuable courses and documentaries right now at WEBSEED.com.
The Natural News Store is now open. Hi, this is Joni Cox with Homegrown Health with some great news for your health and your budget. Visit shopnaturalnews.com to start saving money right now on superfoods like cacao, camu camu, and acai. You'll find coconut flour, coconut sugar, and hemp seeds, as well as detox products like Zeotrex, Oxy Powder, and Nascent Iodine. You'll also find survival organic food supplies and colloidal silver. Both can help you prepare for natural disasters or other events that might threaten your health or safety. As Hurricane Sandy recently taught America, just one storm can knock out the power grid and leave us all scrambling for food and medicine. We've also got amazing herbal medicine cabinets and herbal survival kits. Plus, we're the exclusive source for the all-new Natural Attitude Turmeric Extract. It's a powerful, alcohol-free, liquid form of turmeric with high absorbability. Plus, get free shipping in the USA on orders of $99 or more. A portion of all sales helps fund health freedom and food freedom initiatives. Find all this and much more at shopnaturalnews.com. That's shopnaturalnews.com.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
You're listening to Mental Health Exposed with Mike Bundrant on National News Radio.
Amy, I have a question. You talk about the protocol. So I think it's interesting what you said too, Sherry, in that this has a cumulative effect. And so that it builds over time. And you talk about the protocol, Amy. Where is the protocol? In other words, if this is something that somebody wanted to do, you know, 10 minutes or 15 minutes every morning, where is the step-by-step protocol that they can get?
Well, on my website, yogafordepression.com, there are a couple of free practices that are very short, very, very short, you know, but they're just like shift the energy, like a paradigm shift in mood and energy. And that would be under, if you go to Yoga for Depression and you go to the About section and you go to About Trauma and you scroll down to the bottom of the page, there's a free practice there. And then there's another free practice. If you go to the About Anxiety and scroll down, there's a short, brief meditation there. But it's, when I'm saying meditation, but they're a little more active meditation. So they're not just watching your breath, which for someone who's anxious and agitated can be quite challenging. Yeah. And then there are, and then in terms of a more elaborate protocol, Actually, I'm sending out a newsletter tomorrow, in fact, with, we have a half an hour research protocol that we've developed for studies, that I'm just making, actually releasing to the public, and it'll be on the audio page. It's a CD with a manual, that's a half an hour long, and it's in segments, so you don't have to do the whole half hour. But it includes, it's not so much asana-based or posture-based, but it includes mudras, mantras, pranayama breathing. There is some movement. There's some spinal movements and flexes and the six movements of the spine. But the emphasis is on some of these other practices. And that's going to be available as of probably as we speak for the first time. But other than that, there are also CDs. The Life Force Chakra Clearing Meditation has the mudras and the mantras on it, and that's available as a download or as a CD. And then there are for those folks who want asanas, because we use the sound in postures as well, there's a Yoga for Depression, Yoga to Beat the Blues Level 1 DVD and a Level 2 DVD. And if you're a yoga practitioner who does a standing practice and wants more energy, you'd probably start with the Level 2 DVD.
Okay.
Awesome.
So lots of stuff at yogafordepression.com.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, this is great. I mean, I can tell there are physiological changes happening during the process. I mean, this is, mm-hmm. the kind of mood shifts that we need. And mm-hmm. And what's great about it is that you can actually do it by doing it. Mm-hmm. You don't have to take a pill, or you don't have to rely on external things. You can actually shift your mood by doing this. I don't know how it works, but it definitely does create a shift.
Yes. The research supports that in terms of creating heart rate variability, which is a good thing. That's flow between sympathetic and parasympathetic, I mentioned earlier. It also increases GABA levels, low GABA levels are indicative of depression, anxiety, trauma. It balances the biochemistry, and it just clears the mind. So you just feel a little more fresher, a little clearer. So whatever needs to be looked at, you have the focus and the clarity to do that investigation.
Okay. Well, we are probably running very, very low on time. So any final comments from the class, Hope or Sherry?
I just wanted to say thank you to Amy. That's really a cool thing. I think I absolutely want to start integrating that daily into my routine, especially when I wake up in the morning.
Right. Well, all you have to do is listen to this tape again.
I've got it on the archives now.
Right.
All right. Anything from you, Sherry?
I'm just pleased that more people will learn about this, because it's elegant in its simplicity. And anytime I've been around Amy and her teaching, or my own classes or my own individual private practice, it's really extraordinary how people respond to it and then just take it home and make it theirs.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, again, this is a first on Mental Health Exposed. Part of me wants to offer regular classes now. I think people are going to really respond well. If you're listening to the show, that's the other great thing about this. It's in the archive, so you can listen to it or listen to parts of it several times and start to integrate some of this into your life. Amy, thank you so much for doing this class.
And my pleasure.
We hope to have you back again.
Okay, Mike. Wonderful to meet you, Hope, and wonderful to be online on the phone with you, Sherry.
Likewise.
Okay. Thank you.
Namaste.
Namaste.
All right. Our thanks go out to Amy Weintraub and Sherry Rubin for joining us on this first of its kind show on Mental Health Exposed. I kind of like to do that more. Wouldn't you think so, Hope? I mean,
yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. I think it's kind of neat that people can, being that they can download the MP3, they can actually pause it and play it and work through it themselves, which would be kind of fun.
Right. It's sort of like a free class.
It is.
I don't know. I'm thinking out loud here, but doing this kind of thing once a month, something like that is sort of a fun feature. And you know what? I mean, I'm going to actually incorporate some of what we did today into a little bit of a routine. I've never really had a yoga routine or anything like that.
I never thought of yoga that way, actually.
Well, you've done a lot of yoga.
Right, but I do the physical, like she was talking about in the beginning, more of the active fitness yoga. I don't necessarily do the spiritual yoga, and I don't necessarily want to call it spiritual so much as it's just more meditative.
I thought it was interesting that you got sad. What were you sad about?
I don't know completely what I was sad about.
A sad feeling just came up. It's really interesting because she was saying this isn't just feel-good yoga. In other words, you slow down enough, you open your mind, you open your body enough, and something bubbles up. That's actually, that could be very therapeutic.
Right. Yeah. Well, partly I realize that I'm so disconnected. We spend a lot of time, with all the personal growth and writing the articles and all of that, but there's a whole element that I guess I feel a little disconnected about.
You and I work really hard. I mean, we're developing our website. We're creating courses at the INLP Center. We're constantly, we live in the world of ideas. We're constantly batting ideas back and forth.
Out.
we're putting it out there. So time to nourish yourself, to slow down, and is that a goofy way of saying it?
A little bit.
Well, how would you say it then?
It's really just slowing down. It is, and kind of getting more in touch with just a quieter side, you know.
Well, we also are raising 5 kids.
Yeah, there's not quiet.
And you're homeschooling one of them.
Right.
We've got 2 in high school, 2 in middle school.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. There's a lot going on. Slowing down time, you know. Doesn't happen much.
Oh, we just have to make more time for the slowing down time.
Maybe. If we can make more hours in the day. But I think that's really cool, and I think it would be a great thing to offer to our listeners. I'm assuming our listeners have enjoyed that idea, and maybe we can find some other some other types of stuff other than just this yoga that we can incorporate as classes.
Yeah,
as well.
I'm sure Amy would come back, and that would be great. Mm-hmm. And maybe there are other types of, we sort of turn it into a once a month school, personal development school.
Perfect.
Of some kind. Okay, now if you know anyone out there that would like to join us in teaching a class of some sort on mental health exposure, well, we put the word out, and we're going to have a lot of people who are going to want to do that. But, I'm interested in hearing from our listeners on this, whether or not you think this is a good idea.
Yeah.
You can go to our archive page at naturalnewsradio.com, go to the Mental Health Exposed, where you downloaded this episode, and there's a link where you can email me. Send me a quick email. Tell me whether or not you like this idea.
Yeah.
And people have generally been very good at responding to those suggestions before. So send us an idea. Tell us whether or not you like the idea as to whether or not we should put on classes once a month as opposed to an interview with an author and so on and so forth, but actually things that you can participate in. And we'll decide whether or not to do that. I like it just because it was fun. Okay, once again, thanks to Amy and Sherry, and thank you, Hope, for joining us on the show. Thanks for listening. You've been listening to Mental Health Exposed on Natural News Radio. One last thing, go to naturalnewsradio.com, find where you put your email address in to get that daily update, and you'll get updates on not just our show, but all the shows on Natural News Radio. What we're playing every day. The platform continues to grow. Thanks so much to Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and all the other hosts on Natural News Radio. We shall talk to you again in 1 week.
This year alone, 1 in 3 Americans will experience a mental health issue. When coping with life's challenging situations of all kinds, it is important to get the right kind of help. GoodTherapy.org is your advocate and resource for finding the right therapist. GoodTherapy.org is an association of thousands of therapists who value collaborative therapy and believe their clients have the power to tap into their own internal resources. Each GoodTherapy.org therapist is individually verified for adherence to strict educational, licensure, and philosophical guidelines. GoodTherapy.org is more than just a therapist directory. As part of its mission and vision to educate consumers about the differences between healthy and unhealthy therapy, GoodTherapy.org provides a wealth of resources about the process of therapy and mental health-related blogs, news, and expert articles. If you or somebody you know needs help, would like to find a therapist, or would like information about mental health, visit www.goodtherapy.org because everybody deserves to feel good.
Mental Health Exposed is brought to you by the INLP Center. The INLP Center is a personal development website which offers NLP training and personal growth courses all online. Mike and I are proud to announce our newest program, the AHA Solution. Many of us suffer from self-sabotage, which is doing things that get in the way of the changes we want. Even though we want to change, we just can't help but do things that work against it. Some call it a lack of self-discipline, but we call it an attachment. The AHA Solution is a unique personal change program that teaches you how to recognize your specific self-sabotaging attachment and quickly find a solution to turn it around to achieve the goals you desire. It's really an amazing process. This program gives you real-life examples and tools that guide you through this process of change. With this program, you'll learn to free yourself from negative thoughts and feelings at last. This program is completely online and includes 13 videos, 12 attachment types, worksheets, and an attachment list. Plus, right now, we are including our 5 other personal development courses along with it. Visit INLPCenter.com. That's INLPCenter.com. Stop getting in your own way of success and make those changes today.